what I brought for you, Mayor.
Yeah, thank you.
Look what I brought for you out of my own stash.
Thank you.
Mayor Corey Mason, Racine Mayor, is here. His honor is here to talk about a variety of topics this morning. I'll let him get a drink of liquid, and then we're into it.
All right.
You feel all refreshed now, right?
I do. Thanks for the water.
I was told by John Dickert that that's the best water is tap water in Racine.
True.
Because that's the best water.
Yeah.
If I make Alka-Seltzer, I make it with that.
No, absolutely. We just on Memorial Day, I was talking to a woman afterwards who'd moved here after living in Caledonia most of her life, and she actually said, the water here just tastes great. It's just amazing. It doesn't taste like anything. I'm like, well, it's not really supposed to, but yeah.
You know where my wife gets the water from? Petrifying Springs?
Yeah.
She is that aquifer water. To me, that's sludge, but she likes it. This is just... I get so used to it that I could drink tap water if I put like an Alka-Seltzer in or something with flavor.
Right.
But other than that, I just like that kind of water. And that's what I'm giving you today.
Right,
my favorite
it.
Water.
Thank
Let's
you.
Talk about Memorial Day. It just happened the other day.
Yeah.
I go down to Union Grove where my father-in-law is buried, and they always have a service down there for the American Legion that puts on a service.
Yeah.
This is the first time in 18 years we missed it.
Oh.
It was so fast. They don't march anymore. They take a car. From the high school, he used to march, but nobody marches anymore. And they made it down there, lickety-split, did a quick do-si-do and left. And so we missed it. I'm there, and some of the people are there. And I said, did we miss it? Yeah. It's not supposed to start for another 15 minutes.
Wow.
It started early. So I missed mine. How'd yours go?
Yeah, the West Racine Memorial Day Parade was great. I mean, they do a great job with every year. It's a lot of military folks, so it's supposed to start at 10, and it started at exactly 10 o'clock, right on the nose. It's a great parade. It starts at West Boulevard and Washington Avenue, and you walk down to Graceland Cemetery, and it ends there. And then an hour later, they start this Memorial Day service in the cemetery by the War Memorial, and it's really a pretty meaningful service. We had the Bell City Brass Works there. We had the Kilmore Fine Arts Choir there. We had speeches that were given and remembrances that were given. But I took this year's opportunity to talk a little bit about Sergeant Bodie, who was this World War II service member who'd gone down in 1944, but they just found his remains last year.
Yes, I think I remember hearing that.
Yeah. And they brought him back to Racine, and he was buried at Graceland Cemetery with his family. But 19 years old, he was a tail gunner went down in an air fight on his way back in a run over Germany. And, five of his crew members survived as POWs, three of them perished. But with all this forensics that they do now, they found the crash site and found Sergeant Bodie and two of his crewmates, and they were laid to rest last year.
And where where'd they find him?
In Germany, with a multi-consonant name that I can't remember how to pronounce right now. But it was an amazing story. And, probably the last service member of World War II that we will bring home to lay to rest.
My dad was a tail gunner for 4 years during the entire war. He came in right after Pearl Harbor, 17. He was a tail gunner till the end of till Japan surrendered.
Wow.
And made it alive. Whole crew made it alive.
Yeah. And, we tell the story of Sergeant Bodie, which is an incredible story for him to come back. But you realize on Memorial Day, there's countless numbers of stories like that, right? People who gave their lives in defense of this country. And so it was a good way to remember a specific story, but also put it in the larger context of the people who've died fighting for our country.
Decades and decades.
Yeah, almost 80 years
later. In that grave
later.
Over there. Yeah. Now he's home. I didn't get to use this on Memorial Day, but I saved it. The difference between Armed Forces Day, Veterans Day, and Memorial Day. Armed Forces Day celebrates those or remembers those who are still in uniform today.
Right.
Veterans Day for those who hung up their uniforms, and Memorial Day for those who never made it out of their uniform.
Yeah.
And those are the 3 days because people forget Veterans Day and Memorial Day are different days.
And sometimes they confuse the two.
Yeah.
Right? Again, not that there's anything wrong with thanking somebody who served any day, but on Memorial Day, we're specifically there to remember those who gave, as they say, the last full measure of devotion.
Man, imagine giving your life like that.
Yeah.
Even we can't forget that people in Afghanistan and Iraq gave their lives as well. And we always think of World War II, Vietnam War, the Korean War. We think of those, but people lost in Afghanistan and Iraq. I mean, they're still losing their lives. All right, let's talk about the Main Street, totally different now, the Main Street Cop House.
Yeah, so we have a COP office, community-oriented policing office, that's open on Main Street, just pretty close to Monument Square there on the west side of Main Street there. But we have officers that are stationed there, and it's meant to be a community resource just to help solve problems on Main Street and make it a little bit safer for everybody. And so it's been well received by the public and retailers alike. So we're excited to have the presence down there. It was, I should say, it was paid for in large part with a grant from Fitz Johnson and SC Johnson and the Racine Community Foundation, who both stepped up in a big way to fund it for 3 years. So
where is it exactly?
It's so you know where the Racine Art Museum is?
Yeah.
It's right across the street from there.
Oh,
on the west
side. Literally on Monument Square.
Not right on Monument Square, but just one door down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hope I never have to go in there and get information.
Well, actually, you should go in there. If you go in there, say hello, say you want to check it out, and glad they're there. It's nice to
Can I tell them the mayor sent me in for an inspection?
No, not an inspection. But an opportunity to say hello. I mean, they want it to be a welcoming place. And, you know, the way community-oriented policing works is, you know, you want people interacting with the police, not when there's only a crisis or something bad's happening, but, you know, other times, too. It helps you build relationships with the community and build trust within the police department and community members. So we're excited they're there and hope that it makes things a little bit better on Main Street and the downtown area.
That's a job I would never want in a million years, being a police officer.
It's a hard job.
You got to deal with all kinds of people, from, you know, nice people to nuts.
Yeah.
I watch all those YouTube videos. I don't know how some of these police officers have the patience to deal with these nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they can't violate their rights, but the person they're talking to can violate the policeman's rights.
Well, there's many hard things about being a police officer, but generally speaking, you're not often interacting with people in their best moments, right? I mean, there's usually something bad has happened or they're behaving really badly, and that takes a lot of effort and a lot of patience and a lot of commitment to public service to be able to do that.
I said, I don't know how Walmart and Target are turning profits. Everybody's stealing from those stores. These YouTube videos. Every day there's another person stealing out of Walmart. Wow. I don't know how they don't get away with it. A lot of them don't get away with it. My wife worked for the police department in Caledonia. And I heard stories of some really horrible people coming through that small town.
Wow.
Dealing with those nuts.
Yeah.
You know, so here's something that surprised me. The Common Council meetings are relocating to the Racine Public Library on the second floor.
That's right. That's right. So we are having the elevator repaired in City Hall. And there is only one elevator in City Hall, which means that for 2 months, June and July, that City Hall will not be ADA compliant, the Americans with Disabilities Act. So in other words, we have to have our meetings in a space where all members of the public, including somebody who might be in a wheelchair or difficulty with chairs, can attend. So we are relocating our meetings for June and July in the library. So it's that second floor there, that community room on the east side of the building. You can either enter on Lake Street or come in around the back and take the elevator up. But it is an ADA accessible place and, frankly, might give an opportunity for not just members of the council, but members of the public who frequently come to council meetings to get reacquainted with the library.
Man, one of my best friends in radio, he's the guy who brought me from Atlanta to Milwaukee. He's been in the wheelchair almost all his life. And after I came here, and he was kind of semi-retired, I brought him here to do some voice work for us. Now, we built a ramp in the rear of the building. Nice ramp for wheelchairs. Yeah. And it's got a slow incline, so it's not, you know. So I say, I'm looking, waiting for him back there. And he's up in front of the building, parked in front of the steps. I said, what are you doing here? He said, I'm looking like the poster child for the American Disabilities Act. I said, knock it off. You know there's a ramp in the back.
Right.
You don't have to show off. Just go in the back. There's a ramp. I schlepped him in that chair all over America.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to, business meetings and everything. And when I spoke at his funeral, I said, I've got stories about that chair that you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
In trying to get into buildings when we were on the West Coast. And we went to our headquarters in the South. We went all over Chicago. And you can't believe how difficult it is sometimes for people in wheelchairs to get around because there aren't ramps ever. Now it's better.
It is better. I mean, it's not perfect, but it's better. I mean, if you are blessed to not have to think about your mobility every day, you think, well, what's the big deal? Just go up a flight of stairs. But if you don't have the ability to do that, you know, and we don't make accommodations for those people, it just makes their world just a little bit smaller every time you make it hard for people to access things. So we want people to be able to access those city council meetings. And so we'll be doing it in the library this summer.
All summer?
Yeah. Here's what I will say about construction projects. It's supposed to be done in 2 months. but it is not unusual for construction projects, for whatever reason, to go long. And that's been particularly, and I don't want to put that on the contractors themselves. Sometimes it's sort of with supply chain issues. If there's one part that's supposed to be there and suddenly they're like, sorry, it's going to be you know, a week later before that widget arrives, that can delay the whole project. We hope that doesn't happen, but it may be the summer that we're, but for June and July, for certain, we will be at the library doing our city council meetings.
We're talking to His Honor, Racine Mayor Corey Mason, and when we come back from the break, the mayor with the wrecking ball. I'll tell you that story coming up in just a moment. His Honor, Racine Mayor Corey Mason is here. We're going to talk about the YMCA. It's kind of sad seeing a building come down. I don't care what building it is,
yeah,
because you think about all the people that went through that building.
All the memories.
But did you actually use the wrecking ball?
Wrecking ball, but I got to use the crane that took down the first swipe of it. Yeah, I mean, it was a bittersweet thing to see the YMCA come down there. I mean, I learned how to swim there. I taught my kids how to swim there.
I exercised there. I was in the exercise program.
There's a lot of people who have a lot of memories of that YMCA. And so it's sad to see it close and the YMCA, you know, leaving the city of Racine. But I will say, you know, it's a building that needed to come down. It had been abandoned for far too long. It took us almost a year to get all the asbestos out of it. The sun's rising now.